The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Menachem Genek, Rabbinic Administrator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah Shavuos and Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, dealing with the halacha of Shavuos HaEdus, says Shavuos Ein Anu Yodim Lecha Edus Vehem Yodim Lo Edus Eid Mi Pi Eid O Shehaya Echmein Kavu Apostle Harei Elu Pturim. Which means in the halacha of Shavuos HaEdus, I come to a person and I demand that he come, ask him to come and give testimony on my behalf, and he denies that he knows anything. So if he's koifer in Bezdin, and denies it in Bezdin, so there's a pasha Shavuos HaEdus what he's chayiv. However, the Mishnah says, if the Edus that they know would not be qualified Edus, for example, it's Eid Mi Pi Eid, hearsay evidence, or if they are cover of apostle, one of them, of this, these people who's asking to come, this kat, one of them is apostle, so they're potter, because even had they come and testified in Bezdin, it wouldn't have been qualified Edus. So, Tosis there says by Kov Apostle that he has, I read the Tosis, there was Afa Gav Dikvar Shamano de Eino Heges Elabu Uim Lahoyed, Itzuch Lemisne Hochad Afilo Im Yesh Losha Edim Vashnaim Ksheirim Pturim de Edis Shabot Mixosa Bot Lakula. Tosis says there's an additional Chiddush here because the previous Mishnah told us Halachas that a person is only kosher lahoyed, and is actually the halacha pasha Shavuos HaEdus only applies if I am toveya, I demand a person come to give testimony who's kosher lahoyed. But if he's a rasha, then he wouldn't be kosher lahoyed. So why? Again, these are another examples of instances where they're not kosher lahoyed. For example, nimtza echad kov apostle. Nonetheless, Tosh says there's an extra chiddush here. Even if there would be three Edim and two would be kosher, so still we say the halach of Edus Shebatla Miksosa Batla Kula. If part of the kat, part of the group of Edim is rejected, the entire group of Edim is rejected. Now, this Machlaikis Rishayim, Tosis is the opinion, Tosis of Sanhedrin, Daf Tesamet Aleph, that the halach of nimtza echad kov apostle only applies to an aid who's actually testifying in Bezdin. So, for example, we have three aidim coming, two are kosher, one is apostle, he's a kov, for whatever the reason he's apostle, the entire aidus is rejected. So, and it's only aid ha-meyed, somebody actually comes and testifies. But if he's an aid ha-loyer, he just was a witness, but he didn't actually come to testify in Bezdin, for example, he saw alone, but he himself didn't come to testify. That's, you don't say, since one of the people seeing the loan, one of the Edim is apostle, that we don't say the principal Nutzakov apostle. The Rashban, by the way, disagrees. The Rashban is of the opinion, even Ed Haloa, if he was Neskaven Lohoid, if he intended to come and testify subsequently, also would say Ed Shabbat Miksosa Batla Kula. But according to Tosis, that you need Ed Hameyid, right? In this case, he's not. He's just saying, I don't know Edus to you, right? So why do you say Edus Shabbatul Miksosa Batul Kula? He's claiming he's not going to come. And even indeed, according to the Rashbam, who says that you say Edus Shabbatul Miksosa Batul Kula, but Ed Havoya, one who only sees a witness who only sees it, not that he came to Bezdin to testify, but that's only if he intends to come to Bezdin to testify. In this case, clearly he doesn't intend to come to Bezdin. He denies that he knows any Edus. So why should it be halach of Edus Shabbat Miksosa Batla Kula? Now, if you look in the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah that we had in Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, it says, Hishpia Aleim Chamisha Pa'amim Bifnei Bezdin, V'kofu Einem Chayovin Ela Achas, Amishim Mai Tama, Hove Einem Yechom Lachzu Laholdus. That I was mashpia him, Shavuos HaEdus, five times, and he denied it, so he's only chayiv once. Because he can't subsequent, and, Amshim my timer. Hov en yechon lachsul hodos. That they, because later they won't be able to come and give testimony. And Rashi do explains why. Ilkav will be shown a hole will be best in him. Shuv lo hoy roin lo hoy shikvar hegidu she enem yodim lo edus the shuv enu chosu magid. That Rashi says that since they already testified, or they said that they don't know edus, they were koifer. So that you see Rashi saying that chabato is edus. And since it's a loch of edus, of testimony, we have a principle, edus shabbat l'miksosa, but, excuse me, kevin shehigid, enu chozu magid. That once you give testimony, you can't change your testimony once it's been given. Within toch de diba, the testimony, you can't recant your testimony. So, you see from Rashi that the loch is, that edus, that the loch of kfira, beshvuas ha'edus, is chal b'toras edus. This issue, if you look in the Ran, you'll see there are actually 2 days about that. But let's work, assuming that it's, as Rashi says, that it's Chabatos Edus. Coming back to what we asked, why is the halacha of Edus Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula here? They're not coming ultimately to Besdin. They never intend to come. That's why they're Koifer. The answer is, the Kvira itself, this is one of the halacha of Shuas Edus. It's not just that I deny that I know Edus. The halacha is that which I testify, that what I say that I don't know Edus, that itself is Chal, as Edus in Besdin. So therefore, he's not called just an Eid HaRoya, he's an Eid HaMeid. And we say the principle of Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Bat Makula, and therefore there'd be no Chiyuv of Shuas Edus if there were Edim. And therefore we understand the two Mishnahs, the previous Mishnah that says that Shuas Edus only applies by Edim Havuim Lahoyed, that's speaking about, therefore Kov of Apostle, if one of them Kov of Apostle, there's no Allah of Shuas Edus, they're Potter. That's a Allah in the Gavra. The Edim have to be Edim, who are within the Pasha Shur Edus, who can give Edus. But if they're Psulim, they're Mufka from the Pasha Shur Edus, because it's not Edus. The second halach in the Mishnah, by Nipzer Kov of Apostle, one of them was found to be Kov of Apostle, that's a din in the Kfira, that since the Kfira, that he denies that he knows Edus, is itself Chal in Besdin as a din of Edus, so therefore, we have the halacha of Eid Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula, and that's called Eid HaMeyed, because the halacha of the Kfira itself is Chal B'Toras Eidus. Now, one could have disagreed with this and said, well, even if we'll say that this halacha, Eid Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula, applies because the Kfira is Chal B'Toras Eidus, but where is there a katia? What integrates and unifies these different people into one group of edim, a kat, that you can say edus about the kula? After all, each one is not testifying about the other one, which is what normally comes when a kat comes together, that which creates the unity of the kat. But that's not so. You see that in fact it is chal as a kat, and they're integrated into one unit, giving testimony, because Tosfos says on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that in terms of aid of Kevin Shehigir Einu Chozer Magid, whether he could change his testimony and move back, Tosfos says that the first one, each one denied it, one in succession after the other, that the first one can still be Chosen, not only recant, not only Toch de Dibo of his own Edus, but even Toch de Dibo, namely of his own Kfira, but even Toch de Dibo of the last one who he had called to testify on his behalf, even of the last one. So you see from Tosfos that the Kfira is Chal, not only, first we see it's Chal as Edus, but also that all of them are integrated into one unit, one kat, and therefore it's possible to say the locha of Edus Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula, because not only is there a chalois Edus, but it's also they're all mitzuv together as one kat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.